This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren that China should show restraint in its handling of the Hong Kong protests.
They remember the picture of the man standing in front of the line of tanks. They remember the statue of Lady Liberty. They remember voices of the Chinese people asking for freedom and democracy. And they remember the repression of the Chinese government in 1989. It would be a big mistake to create a new memory like that in Hong Kong.
President Donald Trump tweeted late Wednesday that Chinese President Xi Jinping could quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong situation. Trump ended the tweet with a question, personal meeting? U.S. stocks took a drubbing Wednesday after key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession in the next year. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes have inverted, a market phenomenon where investors are seeking more in return for short-term bonds than the longer ones.
It has been a fairly reliable predictor of recessions.
But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick notes the economy is now in the 11th year of a record expansion, which cannot last forever.
So the suggestion that a recession, a downturn, will occur at some point should not be overly dramatic.
Still, the yield inversion spooked investors, with the Dow down more than 400 points in the first minutes of trading. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 800 points by the close, a 3% drop. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also off 3%. This is VOA News. A woman who says that she was raped by disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein when she was a teenager is suing his estate and three of his associates. We get the details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The lawsuit is the first step, says accuser Jennifer Arose, to get her life back.
They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth. For too long, they escaped accountability. I am here today because I intend to change that.
That lawsuit is against Epstein's former girlfriend and three unnamed members of his staff. It's one of many lawsuits expected to be filed after a new state law called the Child Victims Act adjusted the statute of limitations. I'm Shelley Adler.
A court in Sweden found American rapper A$AP Rocky guilty of assault, but he will not have to serve any more time in jail. We get details from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
I'm going to need y'all to keep praying for me.
The American rapper A$AP Rocky has been found guilty of assault but will not face any time behind bars. That was the verdict of a Stockholm court Wednesday on the rapper and two members of his entourage over a street brawl in the Swedish capital. And after a high-profile trial that prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to appeal unsuccessfully to Sweden's prime minister to intervene. The three were allowed to leave Sweden a couple of weeks ago and weren't there for the verdict.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. A Spanish rescue ship is headed to Italy's Lampedusa island after an Italian judge suspended the government's ban on the ship from entering Italy's territorial waters. The rescue ship Open Arms, operated by a Spanish charity of the same name, has been floating in the Mediterranean for almost 2 weeks with 147 migrants on board. According to an Open Arms statement, an Italian judge ruled Wednesday that Interior Minister Matteo Salvini's order against the ship violates international law in light of the exceptionally grave and urgent situation due to the protracted stay of the migrants on our boat. Salvini says he will appeal the court's ruling, but it is not clear if an appeal would stop the ship from docking on the tiny Mediterranean island. And at least one gunman opened fire on police in Philadelphia on Wednesday as officers were serving a warrant, wounding six officers and triggering a standoff that has extended into the evening. None of the officers' injuries was considered life-threatening. They are being treated at local hospitals. For more, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Best music today. The voice of America, VOA1.